And now, the rest of the story. Doug was a fair tennis player, he was a good swimmer, he was a fine golfer, and according to the ladies, he was an excellent dancer. And oh yes, Doug Bader ranked among Britain's most celebrated fighter pilots. Already heaped with medals, this RAF superstar was in command of 5 squadrons. Before he was shot down over France and captured by the Germans, there is no question that Doug Bader would have died in that crash were it not for the rest of the story. British flying ace Douglas Bader had a date with the Germans, and his mission that day was to cross the channel, seek out enemy fighters, as he crossed the coast of France south of Le Touquet. So Captain Bader and his squadron were looking for a fight. Well, they didn't have long to wait. All at once, about 2,000 feet below and dead ahead, a dozen Messerschmitts, 4 abreast, are climbing fast. In the delicate maneuvers which followed, Doug swooped down, swung behind them, dropped one of the trailing German planes. It seemed almost too easy, Doug thought, too easy. Moments later, he was within 150 yards of the enemy leader. A 3-second burst of Bader's gun, the leader spewed white smoke and fell. And Doug was just congratulating himself when he felt the impact. And curiously, there was no sound. No sound at all, only a sudden jar of his Spitfire and the odd sensation that something was holding it by the tail. And Doug looked back. The fuselage, the tail, everything behind the cockpit of Doug's plane was gone. Just gone. A powerful lurch, and what was left of the Spitfire toppled helplessly into a steep spiral. A gush of panic and confusion. What had happened? Where was he? Doug glanced at the altimeter. It was unwinding fast from 24,000 feet. He had to bail out, but wait. There was no oxygen up here. He couldn't bail out. Seconds passed. Doug tore off his helmet and mask and yanked the little rubber ball over his head. The hood ripped away. In the screaming torrent of wind, Doug braced himself on the cockpit rim. One thrust and he would be free. Then the awful awareness. He was not free. His foot was pinned by something in the cockpit. He couldn't get out. Overcome by wrenching terror, Doug struggled to extricate himself from the monstrous falling trap, and then something snapped. And at once he was floating, drifting in the silent cold. Only the crack of his chute opening. Welcome sound. So, Captain Douglas Bader made it safely to the ground, and though he was captured by the Germans, he lived to tell us all about that day back in August of 1941. He would certainly have gone down with his plane, he said, were it not for an earlier misfortune in his life. For you see, Captain Bader, a fair tennis player, a good swimmer, a fine golfer, and according to the ladies, an excellent dancer, Captain Bader, 10 years before in another airplane crash, had lost both of his legs. So, when he returned to the RAF and was shot down over France and was pinned in the cockpit of his plummeting Spitfire, he was able to free and to save himself by leaving one of his artificial legs behind. And now you know the rest of the story.